Hey guys, welcome to this podcast on Any Audio and my website. Today I'm going to have a look at the Masterlock 1500 ID speed dial. I have two of these, but one of them's a fucking paperweight because I broke one of them. I changed the code incorrectly and it's stuck now. So I have a new one. It's a black one, I believe. We're going to the default code we've already gotten, and how you get it is you have to cut along some dotted lines and pry the paper out of the code. So I'm not going to see the code because I might just use the default code for when I'm at school. So I'm going to enter that in, and this lock is interesting because it uses a series of left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down motions. So I'm going to enter my code, pull up on the shackle, pull it off of the packaging, and this is after you've taken out all the stuff. Now, you can either change the code, or you could let it be, which I'm going to change it, just for the purpose of this recording. So what they advise you to do first is squeeze the shackle twice to clear it. Now we're going to enter the code, and we're going to pull up on the shackle. Now what you want to do, and you could set it to no combination either, which I could try, but I'm kind of paranoid that might fuck something up. We're going to do this one more time. Oops. Okay, so it's opened up. Now we're going to use something like a key, or if you have a pen of some sort. We're going to use my key. We're going to use the key to my desk to do this. You're going to stick it in there. And we're going to have to use a SIM ejector for this to get it started, which is fine. I just don't want to move it all the way because I don't want to destroy my SIM ejector tool. So I got it started a little bit here with the SIM ejector. So we're going to use the key now to push that up all the way to the R. You want to put the shackle back in, squeeze it twice to clear. I'm just going to squeeze it a bunch of times. We're going to enter a new code, which you can put as many as you want. So this one I'm going to put, I'm going to make sure it's reset one more time. Okay. This time I can either put the reset lever back down and have no combination, or we're going to put, for example, left, right, up, down. So we're going to clear it. And we're going to do left, up, down, right, left. After doing that, we're going to put the, actually, I want to make sure I got it right, so, because I'm not going to get another replacement after this. I almost made the mistake I made before. Thinking of a good code to put in. You know what, we'll just do default, so, right, right, left, right. I can just change it before school starts. So we're going to do that right now. So clear it, open up the shackle, right, right, left, right, or enter whatever code you want, and slide the reset lever all the way down. And right, right, left, right is our code. So what we're going to do, it's a little risky, but I've heard you can do this and set it to no combo. Actually, we're going to set it to something different. Again, we're going to get the SIM tool from my phone to start it off. It's better to use like a sturdy pen. Actually, I can do it just fine with the SIM tool. I just need to be careful not to break it. So we're going to clear it out.
pull it up, and we're going to put in a code. So we're going to put that, since that's going to be my code, and then slide that back down. And now it works.
So that was a look at the Master Lock 1500 ID speed dial, which is truly a fast way to unlock a combination lock. And it's easy. Easier to use than your standard one that you have to spin that stupid little dial. And as you can tell, I mean, here, I'll shut up so you guys can hear
how fast I can do it. And I got the code wrong. Hold on. So it's really quick. When it's attached to a locker, it might be a little different, but it's easy enough. So that's it. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we will see you guys in the next one. Peace.